Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. You remember that famous quote from the story written by Charles Schulz, the Peanuts comic strip writer, and the story A Charlie Brown Christmas. We're going to be talking about the amazing symbolism and the message of that story on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, we think of Charles Schulz as a great award-winning cartoonist, but he was actually an evangelist.
He was, yeah. He was the creator, as we all know, of the Peanuts comic strip.
He used more than 560 of his comics to share the gospel.
Yeah, including the television special, yep. A Charlie Brown Christmas. And this is amazing as we celebrate Christmas today. As Linus tries to explain the true meaning of Christmas to Charlie Brown, you remember that scene. He recites the story of Jesus' birth directly from the Gospel of Luke. And of course, Linus is known for always holding tightly to his security blanket. And in that story, you'll see him holding tightly to the security blanket.
Even when other characters would try to take it away.
Yeah, he didn't want to get rid of that security blanket.
He never would let go.
And except when he quotes Luke chapter 2 and verse 10. When Linus says the words, "Fear not," he drops the blanket. After Linus finishes his speech, he then picks up the blanket. And then what he does is amazing. He puts it down forever at the base of the Christmas tree as Peanuts, gang, and all the group, they begin to worship God and praise Jesus.
Yeah, they sing, "Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king."
It's an amazing story, Matt, where he literally is laying it down symbolically at the foot of the cross.
Right.
He's giving it up to Jesus, and that his security in his blanket is no longer necessary. He's getting his security in Jesus, and the words, "fear not," ultimately bring peace over him, and that's the first time that he separates himself from that security blanket. It's an amazing presentation of the gospel right there in the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yeah, a child's cartoon teeming with biblical symbolism, representing the gospel in a powerful, poignant way, where clearly the security blanket becomes representative of his fear, and by extension, of all of our fear, the message being that we can lay our fears at the feet of the cross and through faith, and that is an overt act of faith that he engages in to do that, laying his fear at the feet of Jesus, effectively.
Yeah, you can get this on YouTube, so I encourage you to search for it and watch it with the meaning that's really there that Charles Schulz wanted everyone to see. And if you go back, it's an amazing story of how this actually began. He began his comic strip in 1950. And in 1965, that was the year, you remember, Time magazine had on its cover, remember, "Is God Dead?"
Mm.
And so it was that same year that Charles Schulz wanted to do this Christmas special. And so he approached different television networks, including CBS. CBS executives thought that a reading of the Bible might turn off the nation populated with Christians. All of this, you know, question of whether God exists came out on the Time magazine. Of course, Time magazine was obviously wrong. They predicted the end of God. And so Coca-Cola actually got involved. They wanted to know whether or not anybody had been considering doing a Christmas special. It all kind of came together, and CBS created a version. They decided to go ahead with this, but their executives, they thought this would be a flop. But they created a version of the show with a laugh track added to make it kind of a jokey kind of laughing, just in case Charles Schulz changed his mind.
I don't think so.
They wanted Charles Schulz to change his mind. They thought, Holly, if Linus reads, and if the story of Peanuts and the gang, they read on a primetime special, Luke chapter 2, in the King James Version. The audience is going to go to sleep.
Right.
They're going to turn it off. They're going to be offended. So they created an alternative version. They tried to get Charles Schulz to change his mind. And Charles would not change his mind.
You know, it was actually produced and directed by the former Warner Brothers animator Bill Melendez, who also supplied the voice for Snoopy. We all love Snoopy, you know. But you think about the clear gospel that he gave, and not just once, but throughout many, over, like I said, over 500 of his comic strips. But this point that was so poignant in this particular special, the Christmas special, when he was trying to explain to Charlie Brown, you know, Charlie Brown's, what really is Christmas? I don't understand. And when he says, when Linus says from Luke 2:10, the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people." And that was when he said those words, "Fear not," when he drops that blanket. And you think about all of us, even as Christians, there's things that we hold on to that we don't want to give to God. We don't want to lay before the cross. And what a great example that is for us as adults.
I am so glad that Charles Schulz stuck to his principles.
Right. And he won awards and everything as a result of what he did by being obedient.
It was a smash hit, of course. And to this day, people are talking about it, i.e. us.
Mm-hmm. More than 50 years it's been airing every year.
It is still, every year it airs, and it's so powerful. And Charles Schulz, you know, I don't know what his motives were, but he was certainly building up treasures in heaven by using the gifts that God gave him in order to share the good news.
Well, he was a Christian. That was his motives. You know, his faith.
And he brought those Christian values and the gospel through his comic strips.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually this smash hit, A Charlie Brown Christmas. You know, next to the Grinch, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, it's one of the most popular stories from the 1960s still. I mean, this aired in 1965. And How the Grinch Stole Christmas aired for the first time in 1966, the year after. It's all about Christmas. And
it's really become it's become iconic.
Yeah, it's become something that every generation can view. You may have missed it this year because it was already aired on a special, national special. But if you missed it, I encourage you to go online and find it and watch it with your family. As today you celebrate Christmas, get some time at the end of the day and put this on your television or your smartphone or smart pad and watch this Charlie Brown Christmas. And then when you come to this moment, it is a powerful statement mm-hmm. of the real reason for Christmas.
And you think about it, in the Bible, it talks about, and a little child will lead them. Well, Charles Schulz never used the voice of an adult in any of his specials. And here's an example. These are children leading us through the gospel, what Christmas is really all about.
Yeah, Charles Schulz, he knew that he wanted to share the gospel. He knew that Luke, and certainly also Matthew, they present the heart and soul of the story of the birth of Jesus. And so he creates this character and this scene with Charlie Brown sinking into a state of despair.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to figure out, as a little boy, what is the true meaning of Christmas. And Linus, with his little security blanket, comes up, saves the day. He walks to the center of the stage where the Peanuts characters have gathered, and under a narrow spotlight, he quotes the second chapter of Luke, and he quotes it extensively. You remember, I mean, you can just still hear mm-hmm. him quoting
yes.
that with that just amazing young child's voice, and then he concludes when he reads that scripture, and that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
You know, and then he picks up that blanket, and then he lays it down forever at the foot of that Christmas tree, and the Peanuts gang sing, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Glory to the Newborn King." And you look at that analogy that we too can lay down our fears, our sins, at the foot of the cross forever and give glory to the Newborn King.
Yeah, and Amen. You know, in addition to that, as we celebrate Christmas today, that you may have fears, you may have concerns, you may have people that are not with you, loved ones that are not celebrating this Christmas. Maybe it's the first time, maybe it's you've celebrated several Christmases without your loved ones there. And just remember this story, fear not, as the angel said. and lay down whatever blanket it is that we hold to, ever insecurities that we hold to, and celebrate this real reason for the season, that our Savior, the creator of the universe, through whom all things are held together, incarnated himself and became a little babe in a manger just for you and me. May you and your family enjoy this blessed Christmas. May you celebrate the real reason for the season. And from all of us at Liberty Council, have a blessed and Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.